Sefer HaIkrim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, that says as follows. He says that if a person has certain issues, and all of us, we have times that a person has difficulties in life, then he has a chiyuv. It's not an option, it's a chiyuv, it's an obligation. An individual that is ma'amin b'Hashem, he trusts Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He accepts that there is such a thing as tefillah. He has an obligation to pray to Hashem. And an individual that does not pray for his personal needs, so is an indication that there is a problem over here. Writes Rav Yosef Albo as follows. Either you don't believe in Hashkacha, you don't believe that everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and up to his decision and up to his divine providence and everything is under his control. Or the second reason that perhaps you don't pray, ve'im she'yamin bo, aval yisafekim be'yecholet Hashem al hatzalato. Maybe you have a doubt, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it within his power to be able to save you. Ushtehen kefira. And both of them is rejection. Either way is kefira. Either of the two options is a mistake that a person does not pray for his own personal needs. That is a very interesting nekuda that Divrei Yoel, he quotes him over here, Rav Yoel Teitelbaum, he says, based on a pasuk that we pray, and we use it in the times that we are fasting, the pasuk in Yeshaya Anavi, Terem Yigreu V'ani Ene, Od Hem Medabberim, V'ani Eshma. So he says that the pasuk says as follows, before even they call upon me, I answer them. Meanwhile that they are praying to me, I hear them. So what does it mean? He explains as follows. He says, "Shani yodeh ma'ash belibam." So in general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is, as I mentioned, one of the Yud Gimel Ikare Emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows every thought of man. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows anyway what is in our mind. So therefore, Hashem knows what is in our heart. Hashem knows what's bothering us. However, even before we pray, Bechitema imken, Matzorach leitpalel. What's the reason that we have to pray? What's the reason we are obligated to pray? If a person is etzara, so at a time of distress, as I mentioned, even according to the Ramban, it becomes, tefillah becomes a mitzvah deoraita, one of the tariag mitzvot. So his question is, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is in my heart, says Terem Yigreu, says that even before you call upon me, I answer you, I know what's going on. He says, "Azot omeret od hem midabberim v'ani eshma." Perush, lachen yesh torech lechatech hadibur. What's the reason that you have to pronounce it with words and you have to say it with your lips? You have to verbalize what's bothering you, your emotions. Talk to me. That it should be a category of that I shall hear. That means it comes together with Beddin Shel Ma'ala. As if to say there is heavenly court, that just as you have a judge and you have, let's say, other individuals that are over there in the amongst the jury. So similar to this idea, there is such a thing, Betin Shel Ma'ala. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, together with the Betin Shel Ma'ala, Ve'ani Eshma. The Vav comes to include that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear, together with Betin Shel Ma'ala, that there should not be any problem at all whatsoever. And it is a chiyuv to pray. It's not only to let it be that it is in my heart. Hashem knows what's going on in my personal issues. Hashem knows it. No. Hashem has to hear that we are dependent on him. And that is also what is written in the Sefarim, that Kiyeshlo, he says, Tachlit Shelemut HaAdam, Al Kol Ba'alei Chayim, Hu Biyoto Chayim Medaber. So therefore, the fact is that we are the highest of the highest, that we have inanimate objects, then you have on top of the, inanimate objects, you have, let's say, the flowers and the grass, and then you have the Ba'alei Chayim. Then on top of everything else, you have Medaber. The fact that we have the Kuach HaDibur, the power to speak, So therefore, this is the segula niflah that gives us unimaginable, being that we are the highest of the highest creatures, so we have the segula niflah through our nature, through the koach of dibur, to be able to put together the kavanot that is in our heart, to be able to me'ore rachame shamayim by verbalizing it and by praying, and through the dibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows that our tefillot should be heard and should be effected. Let me just end with one more nekuda that he mentions over here. He says as follows, he brings a sefer called Tiferet Tzevi on Perkei Avot. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu berov rachamav dirod lefanav kishon levavo v'shivrod libo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that a person has a broken heart and he starts praying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his prayer, וזהו הסיבה אשר ראינו בעלי תורה שיושבים ולומדים בתורה ואינם מצליחים. You see people that are learning day in and day out, they don't have too much hasloha in their learning. You have people that go to work early hours in the morning and come back late at night, אינם מצליחים במשא ומתן. They don't have hasloha. And also בדומיהן, similar to this, he says it's because אינם מתפללים אל השם. They don't pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy, but request from us, verbalize, give me your request, tell me that you are dependent, indicate to yourself that you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. So therefore it's not enough, afilu, the nusach ha-tefillah that is in the sidur, that's also not enough. A person has to, is not afilu, even though it was established by and shaken Israel HaGadolah, umehem, kama nevi'im, צריך האדם להוסיף באמצע ברכה בקשה על זה. Let's say in the middle of Shema Kolenu, add what you need. At the end of the tefillah, when you say Yule Ratzon, add. So therefore, this is the this is the nekuda that a person by using the opportunity to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will listen and will bring him a haslacha. They say about Dr. Wallach. He was the one who started the Shaare Tzedek Hospital. The first Shomer Shabbat, according to Halacha, the hospital that was built in Eretz Israel. So Dr. Wallach was the doctor that he was instrumental in building the hospital. So they say before every surgery that he used to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make me be matzliach in the surgery. 10,000 times you did it, doesn't matter. So this is the nekuda that for all of us, that a person wants to have haslacha in learning, haslacha in whatever else that the person needs, you have to keep praying and praying and praying and don't give up. Eventually, if it's meant to be, it will happen.